You know, it is a special day today, a day that we call Father's Day. Now, we have a day called Mother's Day. And you know you need a mother and you need a father in order to have children and a family. And God created man and woman for that purpose. And we call them father and we call them mother. Or sometimes we call them dad or mama. Well, I said all that to say this, that the Bible is full of places that says that we must honor our father and our mother. And that's what we're doing today on this thing called Father's Day. Now, not all fathers or not all dads are perfect people by no means. And sometimes families break up and sometimes we don't even know our father or our mother. And it's a sad thing. But the most important thing is that we know God the Father, the one who created heavens and the earth. And he has given us a wonderful heritage, something that we can take with us everywhere that we go. Because when we leave this earth, he has given us a promise of his kingdom, eternal life. So yes, while we're here on earth, and we pray that everybody has a good father and a good mother, but the most important thing is to know who God the Father is. And Jesus did a lot of things when he was talking about the Father. And in the commandments it says, honor our fathers and our mothers. And then the other thing is a message for us as children or young people. It says in Ephesians 6:1, children, obey your parents, for this is your Christian duty. So, if you trust Jesus as your Savior, we need to honor our mother and our father. And we need to take time to say thank you and tell them that you love them. I don't think that anybody ever gets tired of hearing it. I love you. And show respect. It's a wonderful thing, this thing we call Father's Day. So, it's not a perfect day. It's not a day that is unlike any other day, because as we go through the days and through our life, we will honor God the Father. But he has given us earthly parents, and that's what we need to do, because they help us, they teach us, they give us things that we need in order to grow up, and they provide us with food when we're young, and clothes, and all of that stuff. And it takes a father and a mother. And sometimes that doesn't happen, but you can always rely on God the Father. So think about this on this Father's Day, that we're blessed to have earthly parents, father and a mother, but for some reason that doesn't work out too good and there's always challenges. Know that you have a heavenly Father who loves you, who loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, that's everybody, would believe in him, will not die but have eternal life. So, but thank you for earthly fathers and earthly mothers. It's a time that we celebrate, and hope and pray you're having a wonderful day. And God loves you. That's the most important thing. Take care. We love you. See you in church sometime soon.